wake up.
You're waking up with Gino.
Wake me now.
In the Magic Morning Show.
First thing in the morning.
Magic 104.
And we're back with Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore, Psychic Medium, all brought to you by the Premier Home Store. And thank you for everybody who has texted in all morning long. And I know some people had to set alarms, just like Sarah here, set alarms to make sure that you were able to tune in. I mean, you might as well. I'm jealous in that factor that I can't really sleep in. I mean, I'm happy to be here, but sometimes it's nice to be able to hit the snooze button a few times.
I'm enjoying this. People are resisting that we've been told to stay home, and I'm like, stay home. I've been waiting to be told not to go out. I love that I'm being told to be in my house.
Yeah, it's a little silver lining. If there's any silver lining, that may be it for some people.
Yeah. When else are we given permission to not do anything?
Right, to watch Netflix. I mean, come on.
I haven't even started that yet.
Well, before we go, Sarah, we only have a couple minutes here. I did want to ask you about maybe a final send-off, some final thoughts on this whole thing. You do have a little bit of a gift, as we know, to be able to look forward. And a lot of people are asking this, obviously, a lot of stressed out there. There's a lot of anxiety about what's coming for us. So what kind of reading do you get? Final thoughts.
You know what's interesting is usually when people have asked me this, I've said, well, we haven't got through the worst of it. But I kind of feel like we have. Meaning, this is the new normal, and we have, you know, we've been bombarded by media saying it's going to get really bad. So I feel like the worst of the fear piece is behind us. Now we have the helpers that are starting to pop up. There's a lot of light workers that are being sort of turned on and woken up and saying, okay, you're now the healers. Where have you been? Get to work. So I'm covered in goosebumps. There's also, we've done the anger. We've done the, you know, we keep seeing greed, gluttony. Those things are being exposed. You know, how many rolls of toilet paper did you actually need? And yeah, I'm like, oh shoot, I might actually need to go buy it, and I have a little guilt for that, but it's just for the normal use. And so the people that filled the pickup truck with toilet paper or hand sanitizers just to hoard it and resell it, all of them got put it right out there in the crosshairs. So greed and gluttony are definitely being shown, and we're examining them. People are shining and doing phenomenal jobs. You know, Clay Grove started the group for the North Conway Barter and Trade. People are stepping up and rising to the occasion. And I do think that we're being forced to look at how we live our lives and what parts do we like or do we not. And you know, it's in your face. If you're in your home and you don't like the way your children are behaving, you know, there's no longer a teacher to blame. It's us. What do we need to change in our own personal lives to make this better? And I also think we're highlighting the differences in poverty. And you know, the haves and the have-nots are definitely being illuminated. What are we going to do when the have-nots show up? If you are the have-not, how are you being treated? How are you being respected? Or are you? And so it's a really, this is a huge time for us as a community and as a culture to shift our belief system and to, you know, really face the uncomfortable parts of us. This is a great time for us to reframe how we live.
And kind of look back at us and what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you? You know, I saw an Airbnb on my road, and I wrote a town manager. I was like, bah! And then I thought, oh, my God, I don't think that we should have all the people that are coming to vacation here. But at the same time, I had to go back and say, wow, Sarah, that was a really human reaction. What if they had a loved one that they came up to take care of? So I instantly went to a fear-based reaction. I'm human. But then I had to back it up and say, that was so rude.
Right, yeah.
And what part of me did that?
Absolutely. Time of reflection for sure.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for your time. Of course, always doing the full moon readings. We all have so much fun. And one more big thank you to Premier Home Store for being able to sponsor these great segments. Honestly, if you're looking for furniture, you want to update the couch, this is the time. You want to update that couch.
You're sitting on that couch. You might as well have a comfy one.
Exactly. You can go to northcountrypremier.com. Also, electronics and everything else. Thank you to the Premier Home Store. And Sarah, be safe. And we'll hopefully be able to give you a big, big hug next month.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you, Gino. Take care.
Full Moon Readings on Magic 104, today's hits.
Good morning and have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Gino and the Magic Morning Show. Only on Magic 104, today's hits. W251BD Berlin.